今天是我们天国系列的第十讲。
Today is the 10th sermon on the series of the Kingdom of Heaven.
我们继续在马太福音第十三章当中呢，来看天国的比喻。
We will continue to read from Matthew 13, the parables of the Kingdom of Heaven.
我先问大家一个问题。
I first want to ask you a question.
你最近都关心哪些时事的事情呢？
What kind of things do you pay attention to recently?
你看新闻的时候都注意哪些事情在发生呢？
When you read the news, what are the things that you pay attention to?
我们是华人一定很关心哈中国跟印度最近的这个紧张的关系。
We are Chinese, we of course pay attention to the conflicts between China and India recently.
我们也很关注中美之间的这个贸易战脱钩这些事情。
We also pay attention to the Chinese and U.S. trade war.
如果你家里有探亲的老人，你一定很关心这个中美通航的问题啊，这个机票啊，这个等等这些事情。
And if you have seniors visiting you, you may pay a lot of attention to the aviation routes between China and U.S.
在美国，我们很关心这个疫情的进展，疫苗什么时候能够研制出来。
And the U.S., we pay a lot of attention to the progress of the pandemic and when the vaccine will come out.
如果你家里有学龄的孩子的话，你一定很关心学校什么时候能够实体的回去上课。
And if you have children, you pay a lot of attention to when the children can really go back to school physically.
再过两个月，美国就要大选了，大家很关心在美国这个政治的走向。
And then in 2 months, the U.S. is going to have an election, and we pay a lot of attention to the political situation here.
这些都是对于我们来说是很自然的事情。
And that's very natural to us.
因为我们来自那个国家，因为我们居住在这个国家，所以我们很关心这些国家里面发生的事情。
Because we come from this country, or we live in this country, so we pay a lot of attention to what's happening in this country.
然而作为天国的子民关心天国的事情并不是一件自然而然就发生的事情。
But yet, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, it's not necessarily as natural to pay attention to what's going on there.
如果问大家说天国里现在正在发生哪些大事件。
And if I ask, what are the great things that are happening in the kingdom of heaven right now?
天国在地上的扩展的进程进展的如何了
？And how is the expansion of the kingdom of heaven going on recently?
天国的君王他的施政纲领是什么内容
？And what are the policies for this king of the kingdom of heaven?
可能许多人都答不上来了。
And maybe a lot of people wouldn't be able to answer that.
即使包括许多的基督徒啊，应该是天国的子民的，也不一定能够。清楚。
And that included many Christians, even though they are citizens, they may not be very clear about all those.
这是因为天国是一个属灵的国度。
Because the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual kingdom.
是看不见摸不着的。
You cannot see it, you can touch it.
是需要我们用心灵的眼睛，用灵里的眼睛才能看得见的。
It's something that we can only see with a spiritual eye.
需要我们不断的被提醒，我们才不会忘记的。
Something that we need to be reminded constantly so that we won't forget.
这正是主耶稣基督讲这一系列天国的信息、天国的比喻的目的。
And that's the purpose why Jesus preached on a series of topics about the kingdom of heaven.
这也是过去啊连续十个星期我们不断的传讲天国的信息的原因。
And that's the reason why we've been preaching on for the 10th time now the series of sermons on Kingdom of Heaven.
就是要帮助我们自己可以明白关于天国的奥秘。
To help us understand the mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven.
能够了解天国现在在地上扩展的这个进程。
To understand the progress of the expansion of the Kingdom of Heaven.
更重要的，我们了解了这些之后，我们要问自己我们可以怎样参与在其中
？And more importantly, after we've heard all of that, how can we participate?
所以今天呢，我们就是来读马太福音十三章31节到33节啊的两个比喻。
We're going to read about two parables from Matthew 13.
这两个比喻都很简短。
They are very short parables.
短短的三节经文讲了两个比喻。
Three verses, two parables.
但是呢，这里面包含着非常重要的信息，我们不可忽略。
But there is an important message here that we cannot neglect.
我们先来把这三节的经文读一遍。
We're going to read these three verses.
马太福音13章31节到32节是芥菜种的比喻。
Verses 31 to 32 is about the parable of the mustard seed.
他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里。
He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field.
这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大，却成了树。天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air live on it.
接下来呢，耶稣讲了第二个关于面酵的比喻，只有一句话。
And the next is about the parable of the yeast. There is only one sentence.
他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面酵，有妇人拿来，藏在三斗面里，只等全团都发起来。
He told them into another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough.
或许这两个比喻对于大家来讲是非常熟悉的比喻了。
Maybe these two parables are very familiar to you.
那过去呢，大家也听过很多关于这方面的解经了。
And you may have heard many interpretations of it.
但是大家注意哈，关于这两个比喻的解释呢，有很多不同的意见。
There are actually many different opinions how to interpret these two parables.
按照顺序来讲，这是耶稣基督在马太福音第13章讲的第三个和第四个比喻。
Chronologically is about the third or the fourth parables that Jesus preached on.
耶稣亲自解释了第一个和第二个比喻。
Jesus explained the first two parables.
但是他没有自己亲自解释第三个、第四个比喻，就是今天我们读到的。
But yet he didn't explain the third and the fourth one, the ones that we just read today.
所以本来应该是很简单的比喻呢，如今却有很多种不同的解释。
So it may seem like a very simple parable, but yet today there are many explanations and interpretations.
我在预备这篇信息的时候呢，特地上网上查了一下解经的这个材料。
When I was preparing for this sermon, I went on the internet to look up all the different interpretations.
那尤其是在中文的解经材料当中呢，有许多的解释呢是我不能同意的。
And in particular for the many Chinese interpretations, there are many of them I cannot agree with.
主要的不同点呢是围绕三件事情。
All the differences really center on three things.
那第一个就是关于这个飞鸟。
The first is about the birds.
在这个芥菜种的比喻当中，最后说这个飞鸟来宿在芥菜树上。
And in that parable, it talks about the birds of the air come and perch in its branches.
那许多的这个解经材料把这个飞鸟解释成魔鬼。
Many interpretations said that the birds are really Satan.
他们的原因是说，在第一个比喻当中，那个鸟来吃种子，那个鸟就是魔鬼嘛？耶稣已经讲了。
Because they said, well, in the first parable, Jesus explained that the birds are really the devil.
所以他们觉得在第三个比喻当中这个鸟也是魔鬼。
So in this third parable, then they would say it is also the devil.
如果按照这个思路去解释的话，就是说他们有一个引申的一个结论。
And then if you follow that interpretation, then there will be this follow-on explanation.
所以地上这个教会一开始是一个小芥菜种。
They talk about this church on earth, it started out as a mustard seed.
那他这个教会最好不要长得太大。
Then the church really should not grow that big.
因为教会一旦长大的话，像一个树一样呢，就魔鬼就会来了。
Because if the church grows big, become like a tree, then Satan will come.
魔鬼就会进入教会来做这个破坏的工作了。
And then the devil will come into the church and do the work of destruction.
那一会儿我们给大家解释为什么这种解释是不准确的。
And then we'll talk about later on why that is an incorrect interpretation.
第二方面，第二个事情大家这个把它这个解释的不同的哈，就是关于这个念教的比喻中这个妇人。
And then the second interpretation that is incorrect is about this woman in the second parable.
是这个妇人把面酵藏在这个三斗面里。
It's the woman who put the yeast into the flour.
许多的解经的人呢，就把这个妇人跟启示录第二章二十节所讲的妇人耶洗别连在一起。
And then a lot of people would link this woman here with the woman in Revelation 2:20,Jezebel.
啊，都是妇人嘛。还有人跟他联系到启示录的第十七章那个大淫妇。
And some people even connect her to the great prostitute in Revelation 17.
如果这样解释的话，那这个妇人也是这个魔鬼的象征。
And if we interpret like that, then the woman is also another symbology for the devil, Satan.
第三个就是关于这个面酵。
And thirdly, is about the yeast.
许多的解经的人说，你看面酵在圣经其他的地方出现都是不好的。
And a lot of people say, whenever you see yeast being mentioned in the Bible, is never good.
啊，献祭的时候不能掺这个面酵啊，要用无酵饼。
When you offer something, you cannot have yeast. You have to use the unleavened bread.
Yeah, 我们守圣餐的时候呢，也是用无酵饼。
And same when we observe communion, we use unleavened bread.
耶稣曾经提醒门徒说，要注意法利赛人和撒都该人的教。
And Jesus reminded us to be wary of the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
所以呢，这些人就解释说，这个面酵呢，就是代表人的罪。
So people reminded us that the yeast represent people's sin.
或者是代表在教会当中那些错误的教导。
It represent incorrect teachings in the church.
这样引申的结论就是说，面酵的比喻是讲说有魔鬼来，在教会当中有掺杂一些错误的教导。
So then people said, the yeast is like the devil comes to the church and to inject incorrect teachings.
那这种解释呢，我是不能同意的。
I cannot agree with that interpretation.
那我有三个原因跟大家来分享。
There are three reasons I want to share with you.
第一个，我们在解释比喻的时候呢，要注意啊，每个比喻都是独特的。
When we interpret parables, we have to pay attention that every parable is unique.
这是我们在解释比喻的时候第一个关键的要注意的地方。
And that's one of the keys that we need to understand when we interpret.
在每个比喻当中呢，一件事物所代表的事情呢，不一定是同一个。
In a parable, the things that it's representing is not necessarily the same all throughout all parables.
我们上周在上一次在讲这个麦子和稗子的比喻呢，我也给大家做了这个比较。
Last week when I was talking about the parable of the wheat and weeds,I compare it like that.
在撒种的比喻当中，这个种子是代表神的道。
In the parable of the sower, the seed represents God's word.
但是在麦子和稗子的比喻当中，种子不是代表神的道，是代表那个天国之子或者是魔鬼之子。
And yet in the parable of wheat and weeds, the seeds represent either the sons of the kingdom or the sons of the evil one.
所以你读到第二个比喻的时候，你不能就自己去 suppose 啊，以为说这个种子同样是种子，就一定是代表神的道。
So then, when you read the second parable, you cannot just say that the seeds represent God's word.
在第一个比喻撒种的比喻当中，那个田地是代表人心。
In the first parable, the fields represent people's hearts.
但是在第二个麦子稗子的比喻当中，这个田地是代表世界。
In the second parable, the wheat and weeds, it represents the world.
在第一个比喻当中，那些硬土、那些的石头和荆棘都要除去的。
And in the first parable, all the packed soil and the stony ground and the thorny ground have to be removed.
但是在第二个比喻，主特别讲说那个稗子不要薅去。
But yet in the second parable, Jesus said that do not remove the weeds.
所以我们在解释比喻的时候，我们都要看这个比喻讲的具体的内容，根据它的这个上下文来看它到底代表什么。
So then we need, when we read a parable, we need to look at the context to see what are all these things representing.
再给大家举个例子，在圣经当中，大家觉得狮子是代表什么？
And an example, I want to ask you, what does lion represent in the Bible?
有人说狮子代表耶稣基督啊，因为他被称为犹大的狮子。
You can say, well, it represents Jesus because he is the lion of Judah.
那有人说狮子代表魔鬼啊，因为狮子这个魔鬼像吼叫的狮子遍地游行。
And some people say, well, the lion represents the devil because he is like a roaring lion.
所以同样的狮子这个比喻哈，在不同的这个上下文当中，它代表的意义是不一样的。
So same thing for lion, it can represent different things in different contexts.
所以我们不能一看到飞鸟就说魔鬼出来了。
So we cannot just say whenever we see birds, well, that's the devil.
我们不能说每次看到酵母啊，就是代表罪和错误的教训。
And we cannot say that every time we see yeast that represent incorrect teaching.
我们更不能讲说每次这个圣经当中使用妇人这个词就代表魔鬼。
And definitely we cannot every time we see woman mentioned that represent, Satan.
所以这是第一个哈，我觉得我们不能这样解释比喻的原因，就是说我们要从每一个比喻的独特性来看。
So that's why every time we read a parable, we need to look at its uniqueness.
第二个呢，我不能同意那种解释的原因，是因为他们脱离了上下文啊。我们要回到这两个比喻的上下文来看，怎么解释这两个比喻。
And the second reason why I do not agree with all those interpretations because they didn't look at the context of the parable. We need to go back.
耶稣为什么要讲这一系列的比喻呢
？Why did Jesus talk about the series of parables?
耶稣是用这一系列的比喻来对当时的门徒来解释天国的奥秘。
Jesus was using these parables to explain the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
这样的话，我们就要了解最初的听众哈，他们对天国到底有哪些的认识？耶稣基督是要纠正的。
So we need to understand what are some of those thoughts in the audience of Jesus that Jesus was trying to correct.
耶稣在解释天国的奥秘，那当时的门徒对天国的认识是怎样的呢
？What was the understanding of the current audience when Jesus was talking about the kingdom of heaven？
当时的门徒听了许多旧约的经文。
The disciples at that time heard many passages from the Old Testament。
那在旧约的先知书里面不断讲到主的再来，一个国度的降临。
In the Old Testament, it constantly talks about that the Savior is going to come and the kingdom of heaven is going to arrive.
所以呢，这些门徒头脑当中这个关于天国的这个概念呢，是跟旧约的关于天国的预言是紧紧连在一起的。
So the thoughts in the disciples' mind are tightly connected to what is described in the Old Testament.
那耶稣呢，试图帮助他们呢。有一个对天国的更清楚更进一步的认识。
Jesus was trying to help them to have a more advanced and more accurate understanding of the kingdom of heaven.
不要只局限于旧约对于这个天国的预言上面。
So they won't just stop at what the Old Testament was talking about.
好，我们先回到弥迦书来看看旧约是怎么讲的。
We let's look, go back to the Old Testament but book of Micah.
弥迦书四章三节，他就是指神哈，他必在多国的民中施行审判，为远方强盛的国断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。
He, meaning God, will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide.They will beat the swords into plowshares, and the spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not pick up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
这是在旧约里面给我们描述的将来要降临天国的一个样式。
And that is what is described in the Old Testament about the future kingdom.
战争止息。
The wars will stop.
这些武器哈，这些刀啊，这些枪啊，都变成这个耕种的犁头和镰刀了。
So all these weapons will be turned into farming implements.
神，我们的主亲自在地上做王了。
And God himself will become king on earth.
一切抵挡神的那个势力都被除灭了。
All those powers that would resist God will be removed.
主亲自在地上掌王权，地上是一片的和平祥和的一个景况。
It will be this peaceful situation on earth when God is king.
弥迦书接下来给我们描写说，人人都要坐在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下，无人惊吓。这是万军之耶和华亲口说的。
And the book of Micah continued to say, every man will sit under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken.
这是当时的门徒在听耶稣基督讲天国比喻之前，他们头脑当中关于天国的一个印象。
And that was what the disciples had in their mind before they listened to Jesus' parables.
所以耶稣基督在这里讲第一个撒种的比喻，就是来预备他们，告诉他们说，在一个特别的时期，就是我们今天所在这个教会时期，不是这样的。
And so that's why when Jesus was using these parables to explain that the kingdom of God is not quite like that.
在这个天国的福音，神的道被传扬出来之前，不是所有的人都接受的，至少有三种、四种土当中有三种土的人是抵挡的。
And when the gospel of the kingdom of heaven was preached, there are actually three kinds of soil that will be rejecting the kingdom of God.
有硬土的抵挡，有前土的抵挡，有经济土的抵挡。只有在那个好土当中，这个种子才能结实百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
There will be the resistance offered by packed soil, stony ground, and thorny ground. Only the good soil would bear fruit 30, 60, 100 times.
然后耶稣又讲了这个麦子和稗子的比喻，告诉他们说，在今天这个世界当中，神在撒好种。
And then Jesus continued to tell them about the parable of the wheat and weeds, that Jesus would continue to sow the good seeds.
同时呢，仇敌也没闲着，而且他们非常积极的在做工，在撒那个稗子坏的种子。
But yet the enemy also was sowing the bad seeds, the weeds among the wheat.
那这种的状态哈，有人心的抵挡，有仇敌很活跃的工作，这种状态呢，门徒的头脑当中过去是没有这个概念的。
So the disciples really didn't have that concept in mind that there's going to be resistance to the kingdom of heaven and the enemy is active in resisting.
所以耶稣基督讲这一系列的比喻，就是预备门徒的心，告诉他们，虽然有抵挡，虽然有仇敌的工作，但是呢这个门徒不要去着急去薅那个稗子，让他一起长。
So that's why Jesus explained to them that even though there is such resistance, don't just try to pull out the weeds out urgently.
那时候到的时候呢，这个末日审判的时候呢，才把这个麦子收藏入库，稗子收起来用火烧掉。
Only when the judgment comes, at that time the wheat will be collected and the weeds will be thrown into fire.
所以呢，耶稣一直试着帮助门徒去了解，在教会时期，天国在地上扩展的这个样子和进程。
So Jesus was trying to help the disciples understand in the time of the church how the kingdom of heaven will be expanded.
那即使是到耶稣基督复活升天之前，门徒还是有点不大明白，他在问耶稣说。主啊，你复兴以色列国就是在这个时候吗？
And even when Jesus was about to ascend to heaven, even then the disciples didn't quite understand and they were asking Jesus about how, when you're going to go revive the kingdom of Israel.
为什么门徒在耶稣复活升天之前要问这个问题呢？
Why did the disciple ask Jesus that question before his ascension?
因为门徒很清楚地认出耶稣就是基督。
Because the disciples were very clear that Jesus is the Christ.
就是旧约所预言的那个弥赛亚，那个天国的君王。
Is the one that's prophesied in the Old Testament about the Messiah to come.
他们这些门徒在耶稣的身上看到上帝的极大的能力，可以医治病人，可以平静风浪，可以使死人复活。
They seen the great power of God being manifested in Jesus' life, and how he resurrect other people, how he heal others.
如果他们在耶稣钉十字架复活之前还稍微有一点的怀疑的话，当看到复活的主，他们就再也不怀疑这件事情。
Even though they may have a little bit of doubt when they saw Jesus die on the cross, but they have no more doubt when they saw Jesus resurrected.
所以当耶稣复活升天之前，但是这些门徒左右看一看，他们只有120个人哦。
So when Jesus was about to go back to heaven, the disciples looked around, they saw they only had around 100 people around them.
120个人是什么概念？我们教会大人孩子加在一起差不多120人。
So 120 people, that's kind of like the number of people in our church.
就是小小的一群人，难道天国就是耶稣基督掌权做王之后就是这个样式吗？
Is it really like that, that Jesus is going to be king on earth with this 120 people?
所以他们看看自己，我们这些的渔夫税吏怎么能够靠我们的自己的能力使天国在地上扩展开来？
So then when they look among themselves as fishermen and tax collectors, they would say, how can I expand the kingdom of heaven?
这主耶稣基督当时是这样回答他们啊，你们等候在耶路撒冷，圣灵必降在你们的身上，你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And Jesus said that you're going to wait in Jerusalem and the Holy Spirit will descend on you and then you're going to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to Judah to Samaria to the rest of the world.
不要小看你们自己。
Don't look down upon yourselves.
不要小看说这120个当时聚集在耶稣面前的这些门徒。
Don't look down on the 120 people gathered around.
他们每个人就像一个小小的芥菜种一样。
Every single one of them is like a small mustard seed.
他们里面蕴藏着巨大的、无法想象的天国君王所赐给他们的能力。
They have this unimaginable power from God inside each of them.
当他们领受圣灵的同在的时候，他们就可以爆炸式的来影响全世界。
When they receive the Holy Spirit, they can influence the world explosively.
所以实际上早在马太福音十三章，耶稣在讲芥菜种和面酵的比喻的时候呢，就已经把这个道理告诉门徒了。
So even back in Matthew 13, Jesus was already sharing with them this example from the parables of mustard seed and yeast.
所以芥菜种和面酵的比喻是在讲什么呢？是在讲是天国如何从小变大的一个进程。
So what are these two parables really talking about? It's really talking about how the kingdom of heaven can go from small to very big.
所以马太福音十三章这一系列的比喻，他们是有一种内在的联系的。
So there is this inner connection in these parables in Matthew 13.
耶稣按照这个顺序讲下来，是针对门徒心中的疑问来向他们来解答天国的奥秘的。
So because of the questions in the disciples' heart, Jesus was using these parables to explain to them the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们解释这两个比喻的时候，一定要回到当时的上下文来解释。
So when we explain these two parables, we have to go back to the context of those passages.
第三个我觉得他们解释这个比喻不对的原因哈，是我们再回去看哈，门徒当时的反应是怎样的。
And the third reason I think people have interpreted these two parables incorrectly is because when we go back to look at the reaction of the disciples.
耶稣讲完第一个比喻以后，门徒就有点不明白，就问耶稣为什么要用比喻讲话。
And when Jesus explained talked about the first parable, then disciples asked him, why do you have to talk to us in parables?
那耶稣呢就很耐心地给他们解释 为什么要比喻的原因，然后第一个比喻到底什么意思，跟他们很仔细的去解释。
So patiently Jesus detailed to them the reasons why he has to talk in parables and explained to them about the first parable.
然后呢，他就讲了第二个、第三个和第四个比喻。
And then he talked about the second, the third, and the fourth parable.
然后之后呢，圣经就记载说他们就离开了海岸边，就进到房子里面。
And then the Bible recorded after that, they left the shore and went into a building, a house.
然后门徒就进到耶稣面前说，主啊，请你给我们解释关于麦子败子的这个第二个比喻是什么意思。
And then the disciples asked Jesus to explain the parable of the wheat and wheat.
然后耶稣呢就给他们解释了第二个比喻。
And then Jesus explained the second parable.
那关于第三个和第四个比喻，门徒从来没有问耶稣来，要耶稣来解释这两个比喻。
But for the third and fourth parable, the disciples never asked Jesus to explain them.
也就是说，这两个比喻一讲出来，门徒就知道是什么意思。
And that meant that when Jesus talked about those two parables, the disciples understood.
没有那么复杂的，这个意思就是直接最容易理解解释的方式就是这个两个比喻的意思了。
And so it's not that complicated. Is the most natural explanation is it?
芥菜种从小小的最小的种子长成一个大树。
The mustard seed grows from a small seed to a big tree.
面酵连肉眼都看不见的面酵哈，它可以在三斗面里面是全团都发出，是讲了从小到大的一个改变。
And the yeast, that you cannot even see with naked eyes would then turn this big dough into something huge.
所以这两个比喻就是这么简单啊，解释天国在地上如何从小到大的一个扩展的方式。
And it's really that simple, is explaining how the kingdom of heaven can go from very small to very big.
耶稣说芥菜种啊，芥菜种是百种中最小的一个。
The Bible says that mustard seed is the smallest among 100 kinds of seeds.
那好多人就挑战这一点了，说哦，不是的啊，芥菜种不是所有的种子当中最小的。
And a lot of people will challenge that the mustard seed is not the smallest.
有人这个植物学家研究哈，说这个有一种的兰花的种子更小。
And there are people who study plants and say there are these seeds of orchids that are even smaller.
但大家注意哈，耶稣讲话是很严谨的。
But we need to pay attention that Jesus kind of get his words right.
因为在32节哈，耶稣说等到长起来却比各样的菜都大。
And Jesus said that when it grows up, it's bigger than all the other garden plants.
所以耶稣用这个菜这个字呢，不是指所有的植物当中。
So when he used that word vegetable or garden plant, he's not talking about all vegetation.
这个菜是指这个农夫种在田里面特别要这个长出菜来供给人食用的那种的植物。
It's really talking about only those plants that the farmers would plant for people to eat.
所以确实哈，在所有的这个可以吃的这个菜的种子当中，在巴勒斯坦那个地方哈，芥菜种是最小的。
And indeed, the mustard seed is the smallest among all the garden plants that people can eat.
但是它长起来呢，它有的时候可以长到70-80高。
And when it grows up, it can go to 7-8 feet tall.
它最高的时候可以长到12-15.
And the tallest would be 12-15 feet.
长到这么大的时候，飞鸟就来居住在这个芥菜树上。
When it grows that big, the birds can come to perch on its branches.
飞鸟为什么会来？
Why would the birds come?
那芥菜已经长到那么大的时候，上面结芥菜种了。
Because when the mustard seed had grown into this mustard tree, there will be seeds on the tree.
鸟可以来食用这些种子。
And the birds can come and eat those seeds.
长那么大的一棵芥菜树，它就有树荫。鸟可以在里面做窝，可以在那里乘凉。
And because it is such a big tree, the birds can come and find shade and build a nest in it.
这就是讲说，在当这个芥菜长成树的时候呢， 它可以带给这些飞鸟以祝福。
That means when it grows big, this tree can become a blessing to the birds.
这就是在讲说我们的基督徒，说我们的教会，当我们长大成熟的时候呢，就会祝福许多其他的人。
And that means when the church grows up, it can become a blessing to many others.
一个很明显的例子呢，记载在哥林多前书第七章。
A very obvious example is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
这里是在讲这个婚姻当中啊，信主的一方可以带给还未信主的另外一方以上帝的福气。
It talks about a believer can bring a non-believer spouse blessings to God.
在哥林多前书第七章十二节到十四节啊，这个保罗说，我对其余的人说，不是主说，倘若某弟兄有不幸的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃妻子；妻子有不幸的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃丈夫。
To the rest I say this, I am not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. And if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him.
因为不信的丈夫就因着妻子成为圣洁，并且不信的妻子就因着丈夫成了圣洁，不然你们的儿女就不洁净，但如今他们是圣洁的了。
For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through a believing husband. Otherwise, your children will be unclean, but as it is, they are holy.
在一个婚姻，在一个家庭当中，
In a family, in a marriage,
当有一方相信耶稣基督的时候，
When one side believes in the Lord,
上帝会赐福给他，
God will bless him.
当上帝赐福给那个信主的一方的时候，即使是不信的家人也同样蒙受上帝的福气。
When God blessed one side, the other side, even though he's non-believer, will still receive the same blessing.
这是耶稣基督在讲这个芥菜树长起来以后，飞鸟树在这里的原因。
And that's why Jesus, when talked about the mustard seed grows into a tree, why the birds came.
再举一个例子。
Another example.
当宣教士西方宣教士200多年前来到中国去传福音的时候，
When more than 200 years ago the Western missionary came to China,
他们不仅在华人当中传福音建立教会，
Not only do they set up churches among the Chinese,
他们也在华人当中做了很多福利的工作，
They also did many welfare related things.
在华人当中第一所的孤儿院，第一所的养老院，
The first orphanage, the first senior home,
许多的医院，许多的学校都是当初来华的宣教士建起来的，
Many hospitals and many schools were set up by the Western missionaries.
这是耶稣基督讲这个飞鸟来树在芥菜树上的原因，是说我们基督徒应该成为他人的赐福。
And that's the reason why Jesus mentioned about this mustard seed growing in the tree, and that's kind of example for the Christians.
好，面酵的比喻也是同样的。
And same thing for the yeast.
一个小小的这个面酵酵母菌啊，是很小的，肉眼根本看不见。
An yeast molecule is actually very small, you cannot see it with your naked eye.
平均的这个长度啊，一个酵母是 12.5 微米长。
The diameter of a particular yeast particle is really a few micrometers.
但是它一旦发起来，你看这个馒头漂漂亮亮的，很好吃的。
And then when it expands, you see that this bun is actually very delicious.
大概粗略估算一下哈，要100万个酵母菌手拉手排成一排，才相当于一个馒头的直径这么长。
If you estimate, you need about 1 million of these yeast particles to line up in one strain to get to the diameter of one of these buns.
为什么这个小小的酵母可以产生这么大的影响力呢？
Why is this small little yeast can cause such big changes?
两方面的原因。
Two reasons.
第一方面呢是这个酵母可以迅速的繁殖。
The first reason is because yeast can multiply.
一个变两个，两个变四个，四个变八个，是个急速的成长。
It can kind of grow exponentially from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8.
合适的温度，合适的条件下，它可以迅速的从很小的树木变成一个极大的树木。
Under suitable conditions, it can grow from a small number to a very large number.
这是我们在教会当中推动门徒训练的原因。
And that's the reason why we push through the discipleship training in our church.
我们常常提到说我们要做属灵倍增的工作。
And we talk about we need to have the spiritual wall.
属灵倍增就是一个门徒变两个门徒，两个门徒变四个门徒，是花很多的时间栽培造就，但是呢这是一个属灵倍增长期成长的模式。
We talk about spiritual multiplication and that how one can go from one to two to four to many people.
这是第一个我们从酵母的成长影响力扩增所学到。
And that's the first example that we can learn from the yeast.
第二个酵母菌小小的为什么可以使这个面团发起来，是因为酵母可以把糖分分解成二氧化碳和酒精。
And the second reason why the yeast can have such a big impact is because it can turn the dough into alcohol and carbon dioxide.
所以在酵母大量繁殖的同时呢，产生许多的气体二氧化碳。
So as it multiplies, it also creates many gases.
这是在讲说我们基督徒在成长自己成长的过程当中哈。帮助门徒成长的过程当中，我们对周围的环境，对周围的人产生极大的影响。
And as we talk about as we grow, we also cause great changes among in the environment that we are in.
所以把芥菜种和面酵的比喻放在一起，就是在讲一个很简单的道理：天国在地上如何从小到大的成长。
So when we talk about the parables of the yeast and the mustard seed, it's really talking about the expansion of the kingdom of heaven.
天国一开始是小小的。
The kingdom of heaven starts out very small.
想想主耶稣基督降生来到世间。
When Jesus came and was born on earth,
看起来是一个小小的一个婴孩。
Look at him, looks like a little baby.
降生在一个很多人都不知道的一个小村庄里面，伯利恒。
He was born in a village that few people knew about, Bethlehem.
在一个很偏僻的这个马棚里面。
In this remote manger.
被放在那个肮脏的马槽里面。
In this dirty manger.
但是天国在地上的拓展，就是当耶稣呱呱落地出生的时候就开始了。
But yet, the kingdom of heaven starts out with him being born.
想想当时的教会的拓展，一开始就120个门徒。
Thinking about the church started with 120 people.
在五旬节圣灵降临的时候，一下子120人就变成5000人、3000人。
During the Pentecost, then the 120 people become 3000.
3000人很快的，没过多久就变成5000人。
And then the 3,000 turn into 5,000.
他们花七年才建起第一个有宣教意向的教会，就是安提阿的教会。
And only after 7 years were they able to build that first missionary church, the church in Antioch.
不过两个同工有宣教的被差派出去。
Only two missionaries were sent out.
就借着保罗和巴拿巴这样一次一次的宣教的旅行，在各地建立教会，改变人心。
Through Paul and Barnabas, through the missionary journeys that they went on, they would set churches one by one.
华人的福音工作，不过开展是200多年前的事情。
The gospel work among the Chinese were only started a little more than 200 years ago.
1807年，第一个福音派的宣教士马里逊来到中国。
Morrison was sent as the first evangelical missionary to China.
他连在中国大陆居住都不被允许。
He wasn't even allowed to live in China.
他就住在这个马六甲今天这个新加坡那个地方。
He lived in Malacca, today's Singapore area.
在那里做什么？做翻译事，在那里编中英词典，在那里翻译圣经。
So he was translating the Bible there.
花了整整七年的时间才带第一个华人信主。
Only after 7 years was he able to lead the first Chinese to Christ.
天国开始是小小的。
The kingdom of heaven starts out small.
然而他的影响力呢就变得极大，随着时间的继续。
But yet through time, the impact is huge.
200多年前，神借着马里逊，借着一批一批的西方宣教士在华人中所做的工作，你看看如今结出何等多的果子来。
You can see how many fruits they have borne, start out with Morrison and other Western missionaries.
看看我们自己，看看我们的家人，看看在世界各地的华人和华人教会。
Look at us, look at our family members, and look at the many Chinese churches worldwide.
一个小小的芥菜种可以长成像大树一样。
A small mustard seed can grow into a big tree.
一把小小的面酵可以使三斗面可以发起来。
A small amount of yeast can grow a big ball of flour.
好，这是耶稣基督要讲的。
And that's what Jesus wants to say.
好，重点来了啊，第三个。那这个天国是从小变大，那个关键在哪里？
And thirdly, what is the key for the expansion of the kingdom of heaven?
天国是怎么从小变大的呢？
How did the kingdom of heaven go from small to big?
请大家回去再读这段经文。
Let's go back and read this passage.
天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里。
The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field.
这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来却比各样的菜都大，却成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它枝上。
Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches.
小小的种子里面有强大的生命力。
Inside the small seed, there is this great life power.
田地在那里已经预备好了，准备接受这个生命的种子。
The field has been prepared, ready to receive the seed.
但是如果这两者不联系在一起的话，这个种子的生命力是无法表现出来的。
But yet, if the two are not connected, the power inside the seed cannot be shown.
必须有人把这两者放在一起。
There must be someone to put the two together.
那人把这个种子拿来种在田里。
And that person would come, take the seed and plant it in the field.
再看面酵的比喻。
Let's look at the parable of the yeast.
天国好像面酵，有富人拿来，藏在三斗面里，只等全团都发起来。
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough.
这个面酵的繁殖力再强。
Doesn't matter how multiplicative the yeast is.
如果把这个面酵就放在一边，放在冰箱里存在那里的话，
If you only put the yeast into your refrigerator,
它永远不会发出那种的作用，使这么多的面可以发起来。
It can never exemplify its power to multiply.
必须有一个妇人把它拿来放在面里。
There must be a woman to put it into the flour.
这样，这个酵母中的那个繁殖的那个巨大的生命的能力才能够表达出来。
And only then would the multiplicative power of the yeast be shown.
为什么说有男人啊？这个你去读英文啊，那个有人撒种那个人呢是男人。
And here in English we talk about a man took a seed.
因为当时这个撒种种田的工作呢，主要是男人的工作是体力活。
Now at that time the work of planting belongs to men.
在家里做事发面的工作呢，通常是女人的工作。
And to rise the dough is the work of women at home.
所以大家看到呢，耶稣为什么要用两个比喻在讲同样的事情呢？
Why did Jesus have to talk about the same thing with two parables?
就是这件事情很关键，一定要有人去做的。
The key thing is there must be someone to go do it.
把种子要放到田里。
To put the seeds in the field.
面酵必须藏在面里。
To put the yeast into the dough.
这件关键的事情，无论是男人和女人都可以参与。
It doesn't matter what kind of things, it can be participated through all men or women.
不管是你在外面还是在家里，都可以参与去做的。
You can do it either outside or at home.
这是耶稣基督讲这两个比喻的关键的地方。
And that's the key in the Jesus' explanation of these two parables.
天国在地上能够从小变大的那个关键。
The key that the kingdom of heaven can expand from small to large,
就是每个基督徒都要参与到传福音的工作当中。
Is that every Christian must participate in spreading the gospel?
不管你是弟兄还是姊妹。
Doesn't matter your brother or sister.
不管你是刚信主一个星期还是信主一年。
Doesn't matter whether you believe in Christ for a week or a year.
我们只要简单的做一件事情，把那个种子，福音的种子放到人心里面去。
We just have to do a simple thing to put the seed of the gospel into people's hearts.
神就会祝福。
God will bless.
生命就会改变。
Lives will change.
生命就会成长。
Lives will grow.
天国就会在地上不断的由小到大的成长。
Kingdom of heaven will expand.
我们不要只是等待大的布道家来布道。
We don't just wait for these great evangelists to come.
而是我们这个教会的每一个弟兄姐妹都起来参与到传福音的工作当中。
It's that every brother and sister of our church would participate.
感谢主，这也是我们正在做的事情。
And that's what we are continuing to do.
昨天我们开了网上的第一次的网络布道会。
The first time ever we have our online evangelistic meeting.
看看我们有多少的同工参与到这一次的网络布道会的服事当中。
There are so many co-workers who participated.
有同工带领诗歌带领这个聚会我们一次两次的排练。
Many co-workers who would lead songs and lead the meeting and they would practice for once or twice.
做见证的弟兄姊妹他们一次再次的写出他们的稿子来非常认真的去预备他们的见证。
And brothers and sisters who gave testimonies, they would write out the testimonies more than once.
弟兄姐妹在祷告当中这个为预备信息的同工提供资料。
And also they would be providing material for the brothers who are preparing for the evangelistic meeting.
这是一个团队的服事，大家都参与在其中，非常的美好。
And this is a serving in teamwork, and that is a beautiful testimony.
昨天我们在聚会当中，后子的同工至少收到这个20条短信。
The people who hosted the meeting, they received more than 20 messages.
他在幕后是在紧张的工作，虽然大家看不见他。
They've been working kind of diligently behind the scenes. You cannot see them.
我们有六位同工在另外一个房间在聚集，从聚会开始到聚会结尾做守望祷告的工作。
And there are six co-workers who will be praying from the beginning to the end of the meeting.
我们八位同工在各个分组的小组里面做 host.
And there are also eight hosts when we divide it into small groups.
来欢迎那些在我们聚会最后留下来的新朋友。
To welcome those newcomers after the meeting.
有一组从八点钟聚会，他们聊到最后结束的时候，一直到快十点半。
There is another group. They started the meeting at 8 o'clock and they actually talked until 10:30.
我们两位姊妹设计这个宣传的这个单张非常的漂亮早早就预备好了。
There are two sisters who prepared this flyer for the evangelistic meeting. It's very beautiful and they started very early.
让我们很受激励的说这一次弟兄姐妹热情的邀请让许多的福音朋友参加我们的聚会。
And also many people enthusiastically invited others to join.
昨天参加我们聚会的新朋友有在我们附近的。
There are people who are from close by.
有从巴尔的摩地区来的。
Some from Baltimore.
还有加州的朋友。
From California.
最远的是从香港、台湾、中国大陆的上海、山西来参加我们聚会的。
And they are also from Hong Kong, Taiwan, China, in Shanghai.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣基督讲的。
And that is what Jesus said to our brothers and sisters.
那个人啊，没有名字的啊，可能不被人注意的那个人，当他把这个芥菜种去放到田里的时候，神国就在做工。
And is that man, that nameless man, nobody may notice when he put the seed into the field, and God's work was expanded.
当教会的每个弟兄姐妹都动起来的时候，参与到这个神国的工作的时候，这是神国拓展的样式。
And when every single brother and sister participated in the work, and that is the way that the kingdom of heaven will be expanded.
整整一个星期，我们组成了一个不间断的禁食祷告的链条。
For the entire week, we have this prayer chain that is not stopped.
感谢主，上帝垂听我们的祷告。
We thank God that He listened to our prayers.
但愿这次的服事成为我们教会复兴的开始。
May this evangelistic meeting be the start of our revival.
天国借着我们马里兰福音教会可以由小到大的不断的成长。
So that the kingdom of heaven through MGC can go from small to large.
在印度有一家麻风病院。
In India, there is this hospital for the people with leprosy.
那有个宣教士呢，他天天到那里去探访那些绝望的病人，并将耶稣基督的福音呢传给他们。
There is this missionary who would visit the people who are hopeless there daily and tell them about the gospel.
这个宣教士对人灵魂的那个热爱，远远胜过他对疾病的恐惧。
The love for people's soul greatly exceeded his care for the disease.
宣教士的举动呢，引起当地的一家报社的注意，他们就派了一个记者呢去采访他。
And that attracted attention of a newspaper, and they sent a reporter to report on it.
但是这个记者呢，这个不敢进到麻风病院里头。
This reporter would not dare enter into the hospital for the leprosy.
他就等在外面等这个宣教士这个传完福音关怀完之后呢，才就近这个宣教士跟他讲话。
And then only after the missionary would get out of the hospital, would then the reporter talk to him.
他对宣教士讲说，我真的打心眼里佩服您，面对这么多具有高传染性的疾病的病患，如果有人给我100万，我都不肯来呀。
And this reporter said, I really admire you that even if people pay me $1 million, I wouldn't go into a hospital like this.
宣教士马上回答这个记者说。
And the missionary would reply.
他说我跟你的想法一样，如果有我来只是为了得100万的年薪的话，我也不来。
And he said, I'm like you. If the only reason I'm coming here is because somebody's going to pay me $1 million, I wouldn't come.
但是我来。是来把福音传给人，改变人的永恒的归宿。
But I come so I can preach to the people the gospel so that they can be changed for eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，今天疫情拦阻了我们，让我们很多的事情不能做。
Today the pandemic has stopped us from doing many things.
但是神的旨意从来没有改变过。
But gospel has never changed.
如何在疫情当中我们可以去使万民做主的门徒？
How do we lead others to become Jesus' disciples during the pandemic?
我想很重要的是从我们的心里先要走出去。
It's very important to start with our hearts.
我们心态要改变。
Our attitude needs to change.
昨天是一个很好的开始。
Yesterday was a good beginning.
但愿我们能够持续的、继续的忠心向主。
May us be continue to be faithful to the Lord.
接下来我们唱的这首诗歌叫《走出去》。
And we're going to sing a song called Go Forth.
诗歌里讲说我们要向南、向北、向东、向西走出去。
In the songs, it talks about we're going to go to the north, the south, the east, west.
讲到说要求神来拓展我们的帐幕。
So that God will expand our kingdom.
但愿我们唱这首诗歌的时候神来感动我们的心。
When we sing this, may God move our heart.